The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines. Let's jump right in with this one from Good Housekeeping. I want to eat better, but my partner doesn't. Solution? Add extra veggies. If you do pasta nights regularly, you can simply serve yourself double the vegetables and half the pasta. You'll eat all the food you love, you both love, while having a lighter, more nutritious meal that's super satisfying. Also, keep versatile treats on hand. Dips are a great choice. Salsa, guacamole, and hummus pair just as easily with crudités and crackers as with greasy chips. And keep air-popped popcorn on hand. 4 cups is under 200 calories, and you can easily customize with spices and cheese for extra flavor. And last, buy whole grains. 100% whole grain bread and bagel thins are fiber-filled, which makes for both a better burger bun and a base for eggs and spreads. Next, from Real Simple, make this your year of the tiny resolution. 8 small but mighty health goals you can actually stick to in 2019. We're drawn to juice fast because they work for a while. But once you go back to eating real food, the weight comes back too. The same goes for working out. People exercise every day for the first 2 weeks of the year. Then the gyms are empty by February because that level of commitment just isn't feasible in the long run, says nutrition therapist Dana Sturdivant, RD, a co-owner of Be Nourished in Portland, Oregon. When we set the bar too high, we inevitably blow it, blame ourselves, and go back to the status quo. To set you up for success, we asked experts for goals that feel so doable, you may wonder whether they're even worth aiming for. You may not drop 2 sizes or be a Zen master by tomorrow, but we promise you will make significant headway on the journey to a happy, healthier you. First, upgrade your dessert. If you're craving something sweet after dinner, you should have it. But if you want to cut back on sugar and still satisfy that craving, you can dilute the sweet stuff with something like nuts or seeds, suggests Willow Girash, RD, co-founder of C&J Nutrition in New York City. So instead of reaching for a chocolate bar, try chocolate-covered almonds, chocolate-dipped frozen banana bites, or chocolate chips mixed with popcorn pistachios, or both. Besides reducing your intake of added sugar, too much of which has been linked to high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and a larger waist size, you'll also get some heart-healthy fiber. 2. Sit differently. It can be hard to sit less, especially if you have an office job, but sitting better is easy. Pop your booty. Most people sit in a C shape, which puts pressure on your spine and can cause lower back, neck, and shoulder pain, says Jen Shearer, the founder of the Spineful Studio in Palo Alto, California. And when we try to sit up properly, we tend to suck in our stomach and stick out our chest, contracting our muscles in a way that can make us even more misaligned or stressed. Pretend you have a tail and bend slightly at the hips so you aren't sitting on it, suggests Shearer. This can help untuck your pelvis and elongate your spine so your vertebrae can stack up straight. Also, adjust your chair so your feet rest flat on the floor or a footrest and your thighs are parallel to the ground. And of course, as I'm reading this, I'm adjusting myself. 3. Set a bedtime alarm. More than a third of us regularly don't get the minimum 7 hours of sleep we need. While you probably can't sleep in later, you can go to bed earlier, and the best way to ensure you do is by setting an alarm for 45 minutes to an hour before lights out, advises Holly Phillips, MD, the author of The Exhaustion Breakthrough. Once it goes off, start your wind-down routine, whether that involves taking a shower, making your kids' lunches for the next day, or prepping overnight oats. The alarm can also serve as a reminder to turn off the TV, close your laptop, and put down your phone, since the blue light that those devices emit can delay the release of the sleep hormone melatonin, making it harder to fall asleep. If you like to read before bed, dim the brightness on your reading devices. Activate blue light limiting features such as night shift on your iPad or blue shade on your Kindle Fire. Or install dimmer bulbs in your bedroom. 4. Walk to every destination within 1 mile. The more physical activity you can fit into your day, the better. If someone is within a one-mile radius, I try to walk instead of drive, says Michelle Stanton, a walking coach and certified fitness instructor based in Coopersburg, Pennsylvania. Even if your neighborhood isn't walkable, you can still walk from store to store within a big shopping complex, or park at the bank or the drugstore and walk from there to your other errands. Walking instead of driving can help you live longer, lose weight, improve your mood, and reduce your risk for heart disease, diabetes, and certain types of cancer. It also cuts down on greenhouse gas emissions and saves you roughly 60 cents per mile. Another good micro-resolution, move your feet every time your phone is in your hand. If you're tied to a landline or need to stay put, just march in place or step side to side, says Stanton. Next, check in with yourself mid-meal. Dieting is unsustainable, especially when you make restrictive, unrealistic rules about what you can and can't eat, says Sturdivant. For lasting health, you want to learn to tune in to signs of hunger, not ignore them. Sipping water between bites can help you slow down and eat more mindfully, as can pausing for a gut check halfway through your meal. To do it, put down your fork, take a deep breath, and ask yourself how full you are and how much more food you think you need to be satisfied, suggests Sturdivant. When we eat with awareness, we get more joy out of our food, and without that joy, it's difficult to feel nourished. Next, designate a no-phone zone. Setting physical boundaries is easier than trying to limit how much time you spend scrolling through Instagram or checking your email again. A new study from the University of British Columbia found that diners who had their phones out during dinner enjoyed their experience less than those who put their phones away, and a separate study suggested that if your phone is within reach, it impairs cognitive performance, even if it's turned off. Try keeping your phone stashed in your bag at work or banning phones at the dinner table. If your family gives you pushback, start with a trial run. When you suggest doing something for just 3 days or even a week, it's easier to get a buy-in, says B.J. Fogg, Ph.D., the director of the Behavior Design Lab at Stanford University. Hopefully, you'll have a really great discussion at dinner that gets everyone on board with making this a more permanent policy. Next, eat veggies at breakfast. Breakfast is often overlooked as an opportunity to squeeze in vegetables, which 91% of us don't get enough of. Try topping your toast with mashed avocado or adding a handful of baby spinach or sautéed grated sweet potatoes to your scrambled eggs. Your morning meal doesn't have to be savory to include veggies. You can also stir grated zucchini into pancake batter or shredded carrots into your oatmeal. We have specific ideas of what breakfast foods are, when in fact, breakfast is just a meal like any other, says Sturdivant. I love roasted vegetables with sunny-side eggs on top for breakfast, but you could even have leftover pizza with vegetables on it. And last, exercise for a few minutes. You're supposed to get 2.5 hours of moderate intensity physical activity each week, or about 30 minutes 5 days a week. But don't let those numbers intimidate you out of doing what you can. Experts say you can break down the time into 10-minute sessions without missing out on exercise's physical and mental benefits. And research backs up the power of short workouts. One study found that 13 minutes of weight training 3 times a week is enough to build strength, while another showed that just 5 minutes a day of running is all it takes to reduce your risk of death from cardiovascular disease. Some studies suggest that merely standing is good for metabolic health, says Tamara New Butler, Ph.D., an associate professor of exercise and sports science at Wayne State University in Detroit. The bottom line is that any exercise is better than none at all. Next up from Family Circle, off-duty. This is where the fun stuff happens. And there's just a bunch of little tips, I believe. First, elevate store-bought flowers with a tip from Denise Porcaro, founder of Flower Girl New York City. Buy 2 or 3 different bunches, then mix up the types of flowers and colors, have them wrapped up as one bouquet. On Valentine's Day, it's okay to go overboard. Next, instead of those same old roses, go for something unexpected, like ranunculus or fragrant sweet peas. Think positive. Sometimes it's hard to get motivated, which is why you need to download the Shine app on your iPhone. It sends you inspiration and upbeat articles that encourage you to kick butt at work, make time for self-care, or find balance in your hectic life. You can also sign up via text, shinetext.com. And that's free, and it's for iPhones. Lip service. Teens love their lip balm, and now they can make DIY versions to give to friends or keep for themselves. The Handcrafted Lip Balms Kit has recipes for 12 different balms in flavors like chocolate, hazelnut, mint cookie, and honey vanilla, and includes 6 colorful pods for packaging the finished product. Available on Amazon.com for $20. The future's female. It's the next blockbuster from Avatar mastermind James Cameron. Alita, Battle Angel, written and produced by Cameron, is the story of a young female cyborg who awakens with no memory of who she is in a future world she does not recognize. She soon discovers she has special strength and that enemies from her past are out to control her and her fighting abilities. A classic tale of hope and empowerment with an anime twist. In theaters, February 14th. And in a horoscope, if you're an Aquarius, sorry, Valentines, true love can often follow a complicated path, and now is one of those times. Despite this rough patch, the last of many eclipses is behind you, which means at least communication will be better between you and your partner. Let yourself be open, as a surprising amount of outside attention is coming your way. Expect a great invitation from a family member the week of the 17th that will have you, that's February 17th, that will have you changing plans you thought were firm. Someone in a group you recently joined will single you out for special consideration. Finally, you'll get an irresistible offer that could make a great difference in your appearance. If you say no because you're concerned about what your family may think, don't worry, you'll get another chance to say yes before the offer's gone for good. And if you're not an Aquarius and you still want to find out your horoscope, you can go to familycircle.com/horoscopes. Next, from Real Simple, little fixes that could save you $10,000. Instead of cutting back on the things you love, what if you could find and plug the money leaks that you might not realize are sapping your budget? Money leak, having subscription apathy. That free wellness coach trial you signed up for and forgot to cancel. The credit monitoring service you keep meaning to ditch. The gym membership gathering dust. That monthly beauty box you're no longer into. Sure, no single subscription or membership's going to break your monthly budget, but in sum, those commitments can quickly hit triple digits each month. These gray charges, as they're known in the industry, may collectively be costing us $14 billion a year. Companies know how to bank on people's apathy, says Emily Guy Birkin, a personal finance expert and the author of End Financial Stress Now. You can zap those recurring charges by periodically reviewing your financial statements or outsourcing the task to a free AI-powered app like Trim or Truebill. Both securely sync to your bank and credit card accounts. Trim sends you a text message listing your recurring charges each month, then cancels any unwanted subscriptions on your behalf. Fix it and save. $215 a year is the average amount of gray charges Americans have incurred. Money leak, rarely checking in on your accounts. If you glance at your bank balance only when you fear that funds are dipping low, consider this. Real-time financial info may supercharge your saving instinct. Researchers found that people using a finance app checked their account 12 times a month but logged onto their account's desktop version via website only twice a month. And app users cut spending by nearly 16% overall, shelling out about 20% less on both dining out and groceries. Mint has been the budgeting app gold standard for some time, and it's free. But if you prefer a bare-bones answer to how much you can spend at any moment without wrecking your budget, check out Pocket Guard. Fix it and save $2,536 a year on groceries alone if you shave 20% off the average $1,057 that a family of four spends at the supermarket each month. Plus over $600 a year if you shrink the household average that's spent on dining out by 20% as well. Next money leak, making a late payment from time to time. I've been guilty of this myself, says Annie Logue, an investing and money expert. But most late payments are met with a fee. And if you're significantly overdue, your late payment could also ding your credit score. That means that in the future, you might pay a higher interest rate on, say, an auto loan. To avoid this, Logue suggests putting everything on automatic payments. Nervous about hitting a cash flow crunch? Auto-charge bills to one credit card and then put a reminder on your calendar for that one due date each month. Fix it and save $141 a year if you nip a quarterly late payment in the bud. Next money link, clinging to cable. The average cable bill is now more than $100 a month, according to Lightman Research Group. But you can cut the cord and still watch sports and live news for far less. We know all about binge-watching favorite shows on Netflix, which is $8, and HBO Now for $15. But fans of live TV are flocking to Sling TV, starting at $25 a month, and Hulu with live TV for $40 a month. Fix it and save $708 a year if you swap cable for a combination of Sling TV, Netflix, and HBO Now. Next money link, losing your flex healthcare dollars. Workers with flexible spending accounts, or FSAs, lose an average of $172 a year because they don't spend those free pre-tax dollars before their company's deadline of December 31st or March 15th. Set a calendar reminder to stock up on staples like bandages or buy a spare pair of glasses. FSAstore.com stocks thousands of items guaranteed to be covered, so you can shop without spending a bunch of time researching the rules. Check your FSA's policies, since some plans may allow you to carry money over or give you a grace period to spend it. Fix it and save $172 a year. Money link, not telling your insurance company about the security cam you bought. If you installed smoke detectors and an alarm system to keep your house and loved ones safe, your insurance company might pat you on the back by lowering your premiums by up to 15%. Allstate, State Farm, and Nationwide all offer home protection discounts. Fix it and save $176 a year if you qualify for a 15% discount and pay $1,173 in premiums, the national average, according to Insurance Information Institute. Next money link, defaulting to name brands. For times when you don't have a particular label you love, opting for a no-name product can keep 25% more of your grocery budget in your wallet, according to Consumer Reports research. Many name-brand foods and drugstore products contain the exact same ingredients as their generic counterparts, says consumer savings expert Andrea Warrock. For an online option that makes generic the default, check out Brandless, which sells everything for $3, from peanut butter to toilet paper, face cream to quinoa, minus the so-called brand tax. Fix it and save $3,171 a year if the average family of four trims 25% off its grocery bill. Money leak, paying the bank to hold your money. Many people have no idea if their bank is nickel and diming them each month, says Aaron Lowry, founder of Broke Millennial. Chase, Citibank, and Bank of America, for instance, can charge checking account holders $12 in service fees each month. Signing up for direct deposit and maintaining minimum balances are usually enough to get the fees waived. And some banks charge more when you use an out-of-network ATM. The average ATM surcharge hit a record high of $4.68 last year, according to Bankrate, and in some big cities, consumers pay more than $5. Use your bank's app to find an in-network ATM, or swing through a convenience or grocery store and opt for cash back for free at the checkout. Fix it and save $256 a year if you've been paying checking account service fees and you hit an out-of-network ATM twice a month. Next money leak, carrying a credit card balance. The average household with debt pays $904 in interest a year, according to personal finance site NerdWallet. And like a snail eating its tail, paying that interest can make it harder to chip away at the principal, which means, well, more interest. A no-fee balance transfer can give you an annual percentage rate of 0% for up to 18 months, so you can make headway on that debt and save money while doing so. Fix it and save an average of $904, assuming you're able to pay off the balance in full during that no-interest introductory period. and the last money link using plastic for impulse purchases. Credit and debit cards may be convenient, but when it comes to mindful spending, cash seems to reign supreme. When we surveyed people leaving Starbucks, 80% who paid with a credit card couldn't recall how much they'd spent, said Grant Donnelly, Ph.D., an assistant professor of marketing at Ohio State University in Columbus. So if you're regularly overspending in one area, try stashing cash in your wallet for those occasions. Fix it and save $540 a year if you trim 10% off the average $5,400 that consumers spend on impulse buys, according to a survey by Slick Deals, an online coupon and sales site. Moving now to the food portion. From Real Simple, we've got a big batch fast bolognese pasta sauce for you. Active time, 2 hours. Total time, also 2 hours. Serves 12. Here's what you need. Half a cup or one stick of unsalted butter, 2 yellow onions chopped, 6 carrots chopped, 12 cloves of garlic thinly sliced, 1.5 pounds of ground sirloin, 1.5 pounds of ground pork, 1 cup dry white wine, 1 28-ounce can of tomato puree, 1 28-ounce can whole peeled tomatoes, 12 fresh basil leaves, 2 dried bay leaves, 1.5 tablespoons kosher salt, 1/2 teaspoon crushed red pepper, and 2 tablespoons balsamic vinegar. Melt the butter in a large Dutch oven or pot over medium-high. Add the onions, carrots, and garlic and cook, stirring occasionally until softened 7 to 8 minutes. Add the beef and pork and cook, stirring and breaking up with a wooden spoon until no longer pink and just cooked through 8 to 10 minutes. Add the wine and increase the heat to high. Bring to a boil and cook until the liquid reduces by half, 6 to 8 minutes. Add tomato puree, whole tomatoes and their juices, basil, bay leaves, salt, and crushed red pepper, breaking up the tomatoes with a spoon. Reduce heat to low, cover and simmer, stirring often until thickened and reduced to 8 cups, about 1.5 hours. Discard the bay leaves and stir in vinegar. Store tightly covered in the refrigerator for up to 5 days or freeze for up to 3 months. So you can make a big batch, have some now, freeze the rest, enjoy it a couple of times later. From Family Circle, sheet pan egg sandwiches for breakfast. One and done. Bake all the components in a single pan, and your family can grab and go. This serves 6, prep times 5 minutes, bake time 15. Coat 5 3.5-inch egg rings with a cooking spray in a large rimmed baking sheet with butter. Place rings on the pan. Put the pan in the oven and heat the oven to 350. The hot rings and pan help the eggs to set. Remove the pan from the oven, crack one egg into each ring, and sprinkle with salt and pepper. Add 5 split English muffins to the pan. Bake 10 minutes, adding 1 slice of cheddar to 5 of the muffin halves for the last 3 minutes of baking time. Then as a DIY morning, this method works for scrambled eggs as well. You can even stir in ingredients like onion or spinach to customize the sandwiches. Set up a breakfast bar. While the eggs bake, microwave sandwich fixins like fully cooked bacon or sausage. And if you don't have egg rings, use a well-greased muffin tin to cook those eggs in. From Family Circle, the realities of romance. When it comes to an answer to the meaning of life, philosophers, poets, and songwriters, even scientists, all lean in the same direction. Connection, as in relationships. The bonds we have with the people we love. So why, then, is love so damn hard sometimes? Romantic love is complicated. In fact, it's a good thing we don't know how complicated it can be when we first feel it. Imagine each partner in a couple has their own history, experience, and expectation of what love will be. And then you add in all the stuff you don't really know about the other person. Honestly, it's a miracle any two people ever make it through our lifetime together. But they do. I may have inherited my faith in romantic love from my old movie buff mom, who believed with every fiber of her being that deep and everlasting love was the true meaning of life, despite her own life-shattering divorce. I think it was her palpable faith in the concept that spilled over and seeped into my system. According to science and statistics, only a fraction of people ever find their way to the deep, connected, lasting love that those philosophers and poets write about, a far smaller group than those who stay together because it's too much work to leave, or who settle for better than nothing, or who choose to ignore a lost connection. Yes, the lucky winners who get to love every day in a way that makes life more meaningful are rare. But it actually isn't luck. It's all a choice. Where we land, how we feel, how it rolls inside the love we live are the results of the choices we make. How do you love the person you're with? It's not something we ask ourselves on a daily basis. We're creatures of habit, preoccupied, distracted, and caught up in our everyday lives. It's not exactly on our list of things to do today, but maybe it should be. We all have the same chance at finding our way to great love, the best love of our lives. It isn't just for other people. It's there for all of us if we pay attention, push, and find the will to want to get there. But it might take looking inside ourselves at the things we usually try so hard not to see. We need to consider how our backstory influences the ways we manage and cope, and how we might be ready to shift. Only we have the map to the inside, and it takes being brave to push ourselves to find what we can do or see differently. Is there anything we can do to better the bond? It's human nature to want to blame the other person, but first we have to look at ourselves. Sometimes we simply need to search less for what we don't like. Of course, love takes two willing participants, but it takes only one to decide to gun for something better and deeper. The genius of love is how authentically responsive it is. When one partner decides to change it up and move it forward, the other can't help but return it, and the chance for greatness opens wider. Love will always carry challenges, but it's our shot at something incredible, some of the deepest meaning life knows. If we're lucky enough to have a person and courageous enough to see ourselves, all that's left is to reach for more. Maybe wake up tomorrow and ask yourself, how will I love my person today? This by single mom of three, Liz Pryor, an author, speaker, and advice expert who tells it like it is. Her books include What Did I Do Wrong? And Look at You Now. Get to know her at lizpryor.com, LizPryor.com. From Family Circle, your February read, More Than Words, by Jill Santopolo, Santopolo. This fast-paced read might make you realize you influence your kids more than you think. Nina Gregory has always followed the path set out for her by her father, the owner of the luxurious Gregory Hotels in New York City. But after he passes away, Nina discovers a secret that shakes her world. This emotional tale of grief, romance, and determination reminds us that we can live life on our own terms and encourage our kids to do the same. From Family Circle, this is a quickie. It's accompanied by a picture of a woman hugging a pug, dog, and a Siamese cat. And it says, if animals could speak, the dog would be a blundering, outspoken fellow, but the cat would have the rare grace of never saying a word too much. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired and is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, trianglereadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, please let us know. So long, till next time.